This week marks the third anniversary of the quake tsunami disaster that sparked the Fukushima nuclear crisis in Japan. And 3 years on, the country is continuing to struggle with massive cleanup efforts. When the undersea quake hit the northeastern coast of Japan on March 11, 2011, a wall of water pummeled the coast, killing over 15,000 people. The waves also crashed into the Fukushima Daiichi power plant, sparking reactor meltdowns and setting off one of the worst nuclear crises ever. Since then, the crippled plant has also suffered several cleanup setbacks, and it's also changed international thinking on nuclear power. Shortly after the disaster, the German government said they would stop all nuclear power by 2022, for instance. Other countries also expressed concerns about the technology. But since then, nuclear power continues as a reality. To talk more about how the world is going with nuclear power 3 years after Fukushima, we're joined by Michael Schneider, a nuclear expert based in Paris. He's the author of the annual World Nuclear Industry Status Report, summarising nuclear power activity around the world. And he's joining us on the line today. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you very much for having me.
3 years after the nuclear meltdown in Fukushima, are we now using more nuclear power on the planet or less?
We're certainly using less nuclear power, and this is not only because of the situation in Japan. Interestingly enough, 3 years after that disaster of the once 54 operating nuclear reactors, none is currently generating electricity. In Japan, but also other countries have reacted. Other countries have scaled down programs. Other countries have had upgrading programs which impacted nuclear power generation. So there's a lot of consequences that the disaster had on the overall global nuclear industry.
But there are still a lot of nuclear facilities around, especially across Europe. I was surprised the other day to find out that there are over 150 when you include Switzerland and the Ukraine and all of Europe. I mean, that's still a huge number, isn't it?
Well, if we take the European Union, it's 131 reactors. And one has to look at the historic trend. Then if you do that, you realize that we have now 46 reactors less operating in the European Union than at the peak time at the end of the 1980s. So in fact, while the Fukushima drama that started unfolding in March 2011 had an accelerating effect on the decline of the nuclear industry, this development started many, many years ago.
Could the same sort of disaster that happened in Fukushima ever happen in Europe, do you think? I mean, obviously, there's probably less of an issue with earthquakes, but that sort of a massive fallout that sends shockwaves through nations or a continent, could that happen here, do you think?
Oh, definitely. I mean, even the head of the nuclear safety authorities in France, the most nuclear country by share of nuclear power in the electricity mix, clearly stated that it is impossible to exclude 100% a major nuclear disaster in a country like France. So it's very clear it's a high-risk technology, and the relative safety is only calculated on a probability basis. And I think that's maybe the lesson that still has not been learned, is that we've been living on a sort of risk acceptance equation that went high danger potential multiplied with low probability of events equal acceptable risk. And I think that is true not only for nuclear but also for other technologies, that we might have to change the level of danger potential in the first place. If we're living in an environment where, for example, major terrorist attacks, which we haven't seen yet, but nobody can exclude them, can happen, then we have a situation where mathematical probability assessments make absolutely no sense. So it's crucial to reduce the danger potential in the first place.
Let's talk a little bit about the future of nuclear. I mean, the EU is planning very ambitious climate goals. Other countries are also wanting to meet climate goals over the next few years. And as we know, nuclear power puts out less carbon emissions when you compare them to fossil fuel energy sources. What do you say to people who argue that emissions targets can only really be met if we stick to a certain extent with nuclear?
Well, I would say exactly the opposite. New nuclear power plants are climate killers for a very simple reason. The key question we are faced with is we can only spend a dollar or a euro once. So we have to spend it in a way which is most efficient to combat climate change so as to mitigate greenhouse gas emissions. And it turns out that if you compare options to do that, nuclear power not only is the most expensive or amongst the most expensive, but it's definitely the slowest. And we don't have time. We need to do something very fast. And the fastest and economically most effective measures to reduce climate gas emissions are definitely energy efficiency measures.
What's interesting here in Germany is that from the politicians we hear time and time again that renewables, okay, we're prepared to move to them, but there's going to be a high cost. And people here are getting very concerned with cost. Do you see that as a problem, these rising costs for energy when we're talking about getting rid of nuclear?
This has nothing to do with the phase-out of nuclear. It has to do with the fact that the carbon market is not regulated appropriately. So the ton of carbon at something like 5 euros is no incentive to reduce carbon emissions. On the contrary, it's a pure invitation to run coal plants rather than run gas plants. And the German utilities have massively shut down gas-fired power plants and operate more coal plants. But all this has nothing to do with the nuclear phase-out. It has to do with the lack of appropriate regulation of the carbon market in Europe.
What are your hopes for the future? Do you think nuclear will continue to reside here?
Nuclear power as a major electricity generating technology from a global trend analysis point of view is on its way out. That's very clear. And this trend has been ongoing for a long time. The highest number of reactors operating was in 2002. So it was not just, before Fukushima happened. It peaked way before. Every criteria you can look at peaked before Fukushima. So it's on its slow way out. But what we need to do is to much better adapt the carbon markets, so the regulation of greenhouse gas emissions, and we need to adapt the grid. The problem is we cannot change dramatically the technologies that generate electricity without changing the way we exchange electricity between consumers and producers. There is now 1.3 million electricity generators in Germany. So we cannot have the same grid for 1.3 million generators than we had for a few hundred before. So that's where the real change has to be made, and it has to be made quickly.
So challenges for the future. Michael Schneider, thank you very much for joining us and filling us in on the future of nuclear now 3 years after the Fukushima disaster.
You're welcome.